This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
We'll get to Mitch Robinson very, very shortly. He is going to join us, recently retired Brisbane Lions favourite and fan favourite. A few questions to ask with him. Right now, we've got lines available on the IMAR Insurance open line, 1300 736 736. Is Kingy finds something amusing on the text line or not?
No, just a little lateral one. You know what? We've tried to have Mitch on this show about four times. We're 0-4 and we're going again. And let's just say the first couple of calls haven't gone to plan.
So let's put it out there. Who do you want to hear on our show? If Mitch says yes and then on the morning doesn't answer the phone, it leaves us at a bit of a loose end. Who would you like us to guest on the show?
This is career threatening for Mitch. He's going to do some work for us, Mitch, going forward. You know that, don't you?
Oh, I did see on his Twitter account that he's going to be calling some games. He didn't say who it was for. Is that for us?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well,
if he answers the phone, this
will get some feedback.
Hey, one man who I do like getting on the show is our next caller, and he's in Lilydale, and he's a harsh critic.
Is he?
And very harsh critic of mine, but I don't mind that. I don't mind him keeping us accountable. Steve, it's the first time you've been on for 2023. Don't make it your last. Good morning.
Harsh but fair, Kane. Harsh but fair. It's nice to talk to you again. Nice to talk to you too, David.
Hey, Steve.
I just wanted to talk about Jason Horne-Francis. I think a very intelligent thing that Jason Horne-Francis has done in signing with the Port Power. I like to play fantasies and wonder about what would have happened if he'd actually signed with Adelaide. Not that we would want him, because culture is important at Adelaide.
But, no, you only offered three first-round draft picks to try and get him, Steve.
I love how you say that, Kane, because you've criticised Adelaide's list management and list development for about the last 5 or 6 years, and now all of a sudden they're gurus, and now you're relying on their opinions to back up your choices. But I just think that if Adelaide had signed Jason Horne-Francis, we would have been hearing about how unprofessional he is. What's he done? He's played 1 year in SA NFL, and they've signed him for 6 years and $750. And, you know, he's all of these things. That's what we'd be hearing about. Because he signed for the Port Power, now all of a sudden it's all North's fault. And it's nothing to do with him. It's all North Melbourne's fault. So I just think there needs to be some weight put on the fact that he's chosen to play for Port Power.
So I've got you on the record, Steve. Where do Adelaide finish this year? Just so I've got this, February the 3rd. Where do you finish?
I'd say we'll probably give the Power wind burn as we fly past them on the ladder.
Get off the fence. Where do you finish?
I think we're eight to ten. I think. Oh. I think we're a smoky for the eight.
Okay.
I'll go six to twelve.
All right, you've left yourself some room there, some wiggle room, Steve. I think he's ready, Kingy. I think we've got Mitch.
Yeah, have we?
Yeah, I think so. But I need to hear his voice before I believe it. Mitch, we got you there.
Mitch.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Have you just woken up?
You bet your bottoms I just woke up. I'm living a retirement life, so.
Where do we find you, Mitch? Where are you at the moment, mate?
I'm currently in Darwin at the moment. I just got back from a remote community up north doing some stuff with some kids over there. So it's called Groot Island, and I'm actually buggered because you get a heat stroke pretty quick up here for the little white tabby boy.
Expand on that for us. So what have you been up to? What's the experience been like?
Yeah, so obviously finished up with the Lions and had to kind of think of what's next. And I've got obviously been through it before at the Blues, so I understand that I have to have a plan B for a long time there. And I did some studying, and player manager is a massive thing for me, and marketing and trying to make money for players afterwards. I've been doing a lot of that kind of stuff and talking to players, and had a little bit of time off, had 6 weeks off, and then came to Darwin to play for a team called Darwin Buffaloes up here, because I promised them a long time ago that when I finished up in the AFL that I'd come up here and play, and I've been doing that. So it's a lot of fishing and hunting and stuff, and just enjoying time with the kids that you don't really get that much during the seasons of AFL. So absolutely loving it at the moment.
Mitch, we've always admired your honesty. As a player, you'd tell us how it is. You'd challenge those that that challenged you or your teammates or the had a different point or a lateral point on the game. And we've admired that. Can you be as honest as you can about exiting the system? How difficult is it for a rusted-on 250-game AFL player? You've been there for 10 years or more, 12 years probably. What's it like exiting the system?
Yeah, it's tough. It's because you always yearn for the things inside the AFL system, like the change rooms is something that you would miss, like, I think, straight away. And just I really struggle, and I have my whole career with not having schedule or routine, so... When you exit the system, you kind of, that goes all out the window. You know, you wake up and sometimes, some days you're like, oh, what do I do today? And you kind of lose that sense of belonging to certain things. So, yeah, you definitely do struggle. But probably the best thing at the moment is that I had a plan B. As I mentioned before, when I got delisted from Colton, I didn't really have that. So I was really, really nervous of what how I can provide for the family, and you go through all these emotions and stuff about like not being able to play AFL football anymore, and you kind of just lose your way a little bit, but at the same time, you know, your body feels good waking up in the morning, you're not in pain, and you don't have to go in for reviews on Monday and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of pros and cons, but having a plan B and having what's next lined up makes the transition a lot easier for sure.
Explore the player management side of things. Are you with a company? Are you doing your own thing? And how advanced is that for you?
Yeah, so I can't get my my agent license till I think it's June. They do the 3-day course, and you have to kind of pass all that in theory tests and practical tests. So it's more so the side of getting the player's brand deal. So more so, you know, marketing, because there's a lot of money out there to be made for players, I feel, and obviously they've got protected sponsors and stuff that you can't really do for them, but just making sure blokes can put their contract money aside and live off something else. So I really think that, you know, I've been through all the ups and downs at AFL, so I know the warning signs, and I think that I've got a point of difference coming fresh out of the system and being able to guide some players in the right way. And in saying that too, that, you know, I love getting out of the communities and doing some things with those guys too, so I kind of been able to connect with a variety of personalities out there. So that's what I think I've been doing. But I'll be working with my management, business management at the moment. So that's what I'll be doing.
Mitch, I'm looking forward to you doing some commentary. I'm looking forward to you some special comments, because I do appreciate your view. It's a different view, and it's an honest view from someone that's been there at the coalface and had to do it a different way. What do you think you will bring as a commentator? What do you think your style will be?
I think it's just being honest, as you just mentioned. I see the game a little bit different to everybody else. And I think, coming from you two guys, like, you're honest with what you say, and it might rub people the wrong way, but I believe that, you know, my personality works well with the game. I'm probably going to have to try and stop swearing a little bit. That's what I've been working on since I've been up here, because I know that doesn't fly on air, but... yeah, just seeing how it is and just being honest with it, because, you know, fresh eyes out of the game. A lot of the commentators these days are about 60, 70 years old, so hopefully I can bring a little bit of modern-day vibes to the sport.
And it resonates. Like, you've done a power of work building your online presence as well. I think it's Twitch, and your Instagram page is massive. Your TikTok page is massive as well. I mean, how lucrative is that for you, and is that something you think, you know, players will only increase their activity with?
100%. Ever since I started doing the inside the four walls type blogging system, you see every club doing that now, putting GoPros on players before and after the game. And I think it's really great for the fans to be able to see what it's really like for the AFL player to live their life. It's only going to get bigger and bigger with social media being a massive presence. And you see, you know, clubs getting big sponsors from those things as well. So I really believe that it's just going to get, you know, more and more insightful, and you know, we're not just robots. We do have a life outside of footy, and I think a lot of players are doing it well at the moment. Paddy Cripps and Tom Mitchell and Lachie Neal got that ball magnet thing going on. They take you through their day-to-day life. I think Christian Petrarca is a now renowned chef, the way he's going about his things and getting his rig out all the time, which is great to see. So you're going to see a lot of players, you know, young and old, using this to the advantage of their, you know, being an AFL player.
Well, mate, we'll let you get back to bed. But we look forward to hearing a lot more of you this year. You'll be a part of the AFL Nation team, which we're thrilled to have you on board. And hopefully we can chat to you throughout the year, mate. I appreciate it. Go back to sleep.
Can't wait. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Mitch Robinson there. 247 AFL games, which is an amazing career.
He finished with a love you. How many times have you got that from a player or a past player? I don't think too many.
Never. I don't
love
think.
You.
Jeff Fenwick, love yous all.